There is an amazing connection between body, mind, and soul, with communication facilitated through meditation. This I believe. The three elements work together to produce a stream of energy. Ideally, this energy stream is flowing abundantly, and we feel joyful, healthy, and treat ourselves and others with respect. If that flow is restricted, we experience the opposite effect. In order to thrive, all things must have balance. To gain balance, the mind, with guidance from spirit, has the capacity to heal the body, to revitalize this flow of energy. 21 years ago, a week before I turned 40, I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. The tumor was 7.5 centimeters, the size of a large orange. 4 out of 9 lymph nodes were positive for the cancer. My chances of survival 5 to 10 years was only 50%, but I was 39 with 2 school-age children. Illness and death were not an option. I did my homework and learned about creative visualization, also known as healing meditation, as a way to maximize the energy stream between body, mind, and soul. While I healed from surgery and prepared for chemotherapy and radiation therapy, I began visualizing a happy, healthy me. For 30 to 40 minutes every day, I would lie quietly in my room, door shut, headphones on. I put myself into a state of pure relaxation from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. Then the real work began. In this state of relaxation, also known as the self-hypnotic stage, I called in the healers. I visualized them to be little toy weebles, white on the bottom, wearing starched blue aprons with a red cross directly in the center. Their hair was tied up in buns with a nurse's cap perched on top. My blood teemed with these healing visuals, each one carrying a broom, gently but firmly sweeping my blood clean, moving the cancer cells out of my body. I did this every day throughout the months of chemotherapy. And though I lost all my hair, I never felt physically ill, and my energy level soared higher. I became the darling of the oncology nurses, as I was their exceptional patient. One day, there was nothing left to be swept. I knew the cancer cells were gone, and they'd never returned. I believe that year I turned 40 was a special gift. I learned how to align my mind, body, and soul to optimize the energy stream. I still meditate almost daily, and I try to greet each difficulty with gratitude for the lesson to be learned. I believe it's not the obstacles we face during our life's journey that defines us, but it is how we rise to the challenge. And if we've achieved the balance between body, mind, and soul, we will embrace these obstacles as the opportunities for growth that they are.